My name is Heather Igluliukti. I am an Inuk from Nunatsiavut and Newfoundland, and I grew up in Happy Valley Goose Bay in Labrador. I am one of the co-curators of this exhibition. This floral beaded caribou hide purse is incredibly special to me because it was made by my Anansiak, my grandmother, Susanna Igluliukti. She lived in Hopedale, Nunatsiavut, but then moved to where I lived, in Happy Valley Goose Bay, for long-term care when I was a little girl. So I feel very fortunate that I got to spend time with her when I was young. My first memories are of visiting her often in a senior's home in Happy Valley where my aunt also worked, and later in the hospital towards the end of her life. She was always smiling. Susanna, or Susie as everyone called her, was a well-known seamstress in Hopedale, and I was also very creative as a child. And so as I was growing up, and for a long time after she passed, people were always remarking to me how I was just like her. Oh, that's exactly how your grandmother would have done that, or you've got your grandmother's hands. Because of art, I always felt very connected to her, even though she didn't speak much English, and I didn't speak much Inuktitut as a child. About a year into the planning of this exhibition, I received a message over Twitter out of the blue with a photo of this purse and a little stuffed polar bear doll. The person who reached out said his grandmother and my Anansiak had spent some time together in the same St. Anthony Hospital, and my grandmother had given these handmade items to their grandmother as a gift decades ago. I immediately recognized Susie's signature floral beadwork style and was completely blown away. The family who owned this purse kindly agreed to loan it to the exhibition, and it arrived in Winnipeg in January of 2021. On the day that we unpacked this purse, I suddenly burst into tears just looking at it. It was like she had reached out through this kind person to connect with me across time and space. The family has since decided to give this purse to me, and I will be forever grateful to them for that. In my family, we treasure the things that she has made for us. For example, I still have the baby booty she made for me, my duffel comic.